Weiter in Shas, we are in Menachos of Samach Gimel Pinyan, by the top of the page, by the Mishnah. We're now going to get into something known as the Mincha Machavas, Minchas Macheshes. Right? You see they're deep frying or non-deep frying. Let's take a look. So somebody who says that I take upon myself, I'm going to bring a carbon mincha, but a machavas. Lo yivim marcheshes, he's not allowed to bring a marcheshes. A marcheshes, lo yivim machavas. My being machas and marcheshes, what's the difference? Marcheshes is a kisoy. Marcheshes has a cover over it. Machavas ain't la kisoy, doesn't. Div Rabbi Yosef Gli. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel omer, marcheshes amuka, o maaseh rochashem. Marcheshes is deep, and it's o maaseh, the way that it's done, it makes it like shake. That is because of the fact that you put like your finger on when a person puts his finger on the loaf, the oil causes it to shake. It makes it look like it's creeping along. It's very deep. All the oils in one place. Nud Hashemin Besochet, so it's like shake around over there. Machavas Safo Maaseh Koshin. Machavas is shallow, and it's the product comes out very hard. It says Rashi Sheina Muka Ella Shulea Tzafin Eitzel Ognei with Pazer Hashemin Be Ognei Akli. It spreads out with Hachi Koshin before it becomes hard. Ukamo Tzaf Alpnei Amayim, like it kind of floats on the top of the water. Says Gemara. My time W O C. Rossi said that the difference between the two is that one's covered and one's not covered. What's the reason? Elim and Marchesh is the Asya or Hushe Halev. If you want to say that, he says that the Mashmos is that it's brought to be Mechaper for things of stirrings of the heart. Kedichsev, Rachash Libi Davar Tov. My heart is astir with a good thing. Just like a sinful thought is hidden, so to Marchesh is what is brought to be Mechaper for something. Is coming to mechaper for things that are. It's also covered. Machvas da asya amachvoi ape, and the machvas is coming to be mechaper for things, utterances of the mouth, like rechilas. Rashi says nevuche ape kigon shearachil. Kida amrin she, like people say, minabach nevuche. It is emitting a sound, right? And therefore, it's coming to mechaper also something. For the tzmichas, its speech is something that's concealed. So to a machvas is unconcealed. It's open and seen. So to this also is coming. So it's not covered. I'll say the opposite. Machvas da asa machvoy leiv. Say machvas is coming to mechaper for the thoughts of the heart. Tachsev lamenach beisel levarach. Why have you fled secretly? Machvas is da asa ruchei, and it's coming to atone for things that are movement of the lips, the type of improper speech. Because ami inchi have a merach shon sifso say. People say his lips are moving. And so clearly that can't be the reason why Rabbi Yossi says what he says. They haven't seen him as covered, not covered. Elagamar Gemila, must this be, it's a tradition that he has, that one's covered and one's uncovered. Rashi says, Zumachusav, Zumagula. Says, that's part of Mishnah. B'chinir ben Gamliela, Amir. Mehiracheshes, Marcheshes Amuka, it's deep. D'chsev, v'chol na'asab b'marcheshes. The Pesach says, it's made in the Marcheshes. And the Lashon is, b'marcheshes, it's made in it. It means that it must be something which is deep. Machvas tzafa, a machvas is shallow, d'chsev al machvas, and on it, so it's not deep. Tana Rabbanon. B'shamei Omer, ma'omer harei alei marcheshes. Someone says, I'm taking a marcheshes on myself. Yemunach ha'chov elio, he has to leave it until elio anavi. Now, Mesapkalu, it was in a state of sveika. And that is, I al shum klinikru, whether these machvas and macheshes are called because of the kli in which they're put in. And therefore, if somebody says that he pledges he's going to take a macheshes, would be understood as the kli. Oh, al shum ma'asein, on the things that they actually produce, the things that they make. Right, and therefore it's called the Michas Marcheshes because it's spongy, and the Machvas is because of the fact that it's hard, and therefore it makes sense to call it like that. And because of this question, Mishami said that we don't know if to leave it till Yonavi. But still, Amrim Kliyay B'Mikdash. It was a kli, an utensil in the Beis HaMikdash. Marcheshes, it's called Marcheshes. V'Dome Kimin Klabos Amok. It's like tongs that are deep, and Ukeche. There's a picture, if you, you can see this picture over here about what it is. וכשבצק מונח בסוחו, when the dough is put inside of it, דומה כמין תפוחי הבירסם, it looks like these type of apples. וכמין בלוטי היוונים, and acorns of the Greek oak. So we see that it was the actual kli. Ve'omer v'chol nasim ha'cheshes v'chol machavas. And not only that, but it says, and any milcha that's made in a marcheshes or on a machavas. It comes out clear, this is talking about kelim. Alma al shuma kelim nikru. We see that according to Beis Hillel, they're called because these things because of the kelim that they are. V'lo al shuma asim, and not because of the things that come from it, but actually it's talking about the kli itself. Okay, and therefore, according to Beis Hillel, since someone who says that means he's got to bring that particular kli. All right, zuck the next hilige mishnah. Okay, so we see now we're going to talk about the dinim that are connected to the milchas ma'afet tanur, or the oven baked mincha. It's another type of mincha that was a nedava. And wherever we saw, this is either brought by chalas, like these loaves, that baked with oil, or rekikin, that's baked without oil. And the Mishnah is going to start up by discussing whether the mincha can be baked in various types of ovens and these kalim. And then we're going to go into this idea about if you have a combination of the two. Harei alebe tanur. Let's somebody says that I'm going to bring upon, I take upon myself to bring something baked in a tanur. Lo yavo mafe kupach. You can't bring something that's baked kupach. You can't bring something that's baked in a kupach. Says Rashi, min tanur katan, makom shvitas kedera achas. A kupach is a small oven. You only have enough to put one pot over there. Flo mafir ofim, you can't make something baked on ofim, these tiles, these hot tiles. Amaisa yoris haravim, and that was something baked on an Arabian cauldron, these big pots in Arabian Nights. So we heat it up and they're used for baking bread. Abiyud omer ratza, maybe mafir kupach, if you want to see camping, amaisa kupach, this because kubach is considered like an oven, and therefore that can be done. Harei li mechitz ma'afet, someone says, I'm going to take upon myself a baked mincha. Lo yavi mechitza chalus, a mechitza rekikin, you can bring half and half. Rav Shimon Matir, Shimon says, he can't even issue a carbon mincha because it's considered once one carbon. Remember, we saw our Mishnah earlier when it spoke about the idea of the reason why I had the number 11. It was coming against Rav Shimon, and this is Rav Shimon who says it can be half and half. Tanur baron, ma'afet, Tanur says Gemara, when it's the pasuk says about the oven baked mincha, it is a ma'afe tanur, a baked in a tanur thing. Lo ma'afe kupach, and not those baked in a kupach. Lo ma'afe ra'afim, with hot tiles. Lo ma'afe yoros ha'arabayim, not the Arabian cauldrons. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tanur stay upon him. It says it two times. L'hachshir ma'afe kupach, to say it's okay. That was baked in a kupach. Yeah. Something baked in a kupach is fine. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Tanur shtei pamim, echad shi'ef yosam b'tamur. Want to tell you that they're baked in a tanur. Ve'echad shi'ehei ha hekdesha b'tamur. The other one to tell you that they're mukdash by being baked in a tanur. The baking in the oven is makdash the milcha to be like a carbon. Okay. Amius leilu rishim ha'isfar. Does he really hold an oven ever sanctifies a carbon? Vatam went in the Mishnah. Abishon Omer Loam Havi Rogil Loam. A person should always be accustomed to say, "Shtei Alechem Alechem upon him." The baking of these two things, Ksheres Bazar, Ksheres Bebeis Pagi. They're both going to be good. They're going to be kosher in the Azara and in Beis Pagi. That's the area right outside of the Azara. So we see over here that he says that this type of thing, Rav Shimon is matir these things outside of the Azara. He must say that the oven's not being makdash because the other is not able to be go outside of the Azara. So how could the Brisa say that Rav Shimon holds that even the oven's going to be makdash? Amar Rava Ema, let's just say that Shehei Akdishan Lashum Tanar. They're going to be calculated, they're mukdash for the sake of being baked in the oven. When he was makdash the flour for Mincha, he says, I makdash the flour for the purpose of baking it in an oven. Let's look at the next part of the Mishnah. Harele Mincha Mafid Levi Mechsa. Let's say somebody goes and says, I think of myself bringing a baked Mincha, you can't go ahead and I'll say that what I'm going to do is Mechsa Chalav Mechsa Rekikin. Rav Shimon says, no, you are allowed to do it because it's considered one carbon. Tanur Rabbanan V'chi Sakriv, when the Pasuk says about the oven baked Mincha is when you shall offer. K'she Takriv Lasos Dvar Rishus, when you shall offer to do something that's a Dvar Rishus that you can do, you don't have to do. Carbon Mincha, and it goes and says Carbon Mincha, and Rav Huda, From where do we know that one who says, I think upon myself to bring a baked mincha, shalo yavi, mechzer chalas, mechzer rikikin, tamen lomar karban mincha, it says a karban mincha in lashon yachid, karban echad amartilach, v'loshnayim v'sholshe karbanos. Amar lo Rav Shimon, and Shimon says back to him, beep, turn the page. He's the one who says you're allowed to do it. Two different types. We're now in Samach, Kibbul, and Beis, v'chi nemar, carbon, shei pamos, and say carbon two times. Right? Once for chalas, one for rikikin, which would denote that these two are like two individual things that can't be combined. A little on Amar lo carbon echad says carbon echad. For number of chalas rikikin, it says those two words. Me'ata or so the chalas maybe rikikin maybe either one. Mechzer chalas mechzer rikikin maybe. That's also fine. You can mix them together. A bowl of comments for shnei. You can also mix them up. The love noifers remove a total of one comments from both of them. Vim comments. And if he did kmitzah alav biyado ve'echad oshneim, but it came up only one from both of them, yotzi, he's going to be fine. Like it's considered like one. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, minayin lo meri alay minchas ma'afeh, shelo yivi mechsechas mechsevikikin. You can't do it. Atam lo mer v'chol mincha asher te'afeh v'tanur v'chol nasa mecheshes v'amachas v'lakoyin amakar v'osa lo siyeh. V'chol mincha b'lu v'shem n'chari v'chol b'nei Aaron tehiyah. May v'chol ha'amer l'mata. Just like when it says v'chol on every set below by the two sets of menachos. Yishtei minu v'chalukin, two separate things. Av'chol amer l'mayla, so the one says above also. Of the ones, it's talking about shtei min v'chalukin, two separate things, two individual things. So these two type things, you can't combine them because they're considered two different types of menachos. Rabbi Yehuda says that they're not considered the same and they're two separate things. Shaper kama, Rabbi Shimon. Shimon had a good argument. So what's going on now? Amalach Rabbi Yehuda said back to you, kivid achsiv b'shemen b'shemen. Since the pasuk says with oil, command the sieve carbon domain. It's like it said, carbon, two separate individual carbonas. So b'shemen ilok siv b'shemen. If I hadn't said it, then havamina dafka mechzer chalas mechzer rikikin. I said dafka be those. You have to have half and half of a chalas lechudayu or rikikin lechudayu. And lo, I wouldn't let that happen. Kamash v'lo, and the fact that it goes and says these words now, b'shemen comes and says you. Oh, you could even do it separately if you wanted to, but you for sure could do it together. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Avua. Rabbi Yehuda is the same as the Shita of his Tata. Rabbi Yehuda, both say the Chalas and Rikikin are two separate things. Rabbi Yehuda learns from carbon mincha. It seems like it's only one, which applies one carbon and not two or three. Rabbi Yossi learns that by the oven-baked menachos, comparing it to other sets of menachos that are brought down. But they're saying the same thing, so why do you make it like they're having two? Ikebenayo the e avat. The difference in the two is if it was already done. If you brought one carbon with both types, half and half, according to Behuda, it's going to be good bid the eved. Even though you shouldn't have done it, according to Rabbi son or Rabbi Yossi, it's not even going to be good bid the eved. Hajan Allah, kol hamenachos. Hi, nirananai, oh, nirananai, eh, nirananai. You know what our minig is? We said, Hajan Allah, let's go back and Hajan Allah and go back and quickly do it again now. We've done Nun Beis, Omer Beis, says the Mishnah. Kol hamenachos, bos matzah. Chutz mi chamed, shabbatot, vishdei lechem, shem bos chamed. Okay, my friends, mazel tov for all those finishing the fifth parak of menachos. We now move on to the Heilige sixth perek. Zot the Heilige Mishnah. Oh, baby. But now we're going to go in here. We're going to talk about the laws of the Omer, the carbon Omer, right, which we bring in the second day, Pesach Tes Zayin Nisan. And this is the whatever the Omer is brought for. The new grain becomes now, Chadash becomes Yashan. They can now eat all that stuff that was came before. And okay. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Omer Haya Ba B'Shabbos Mishalosh Sa'ah. The Omer was brought on Shabbos from three Sa'ah. Three Sa'ahs of barley were processed to come out one Isar and a fine flour. It was necessary for the Omer. U'b'chol Mechamish. Whereas on the weekday, it was brought from five Sa'ah. Chacham Omer Echad Shabbos Echad Chol Mishalosh Haya Ba. It came from three. On Shabbos, the barley for the Omer was reaped by one person, one magal, one sickle, one basket, on the weekday, it was done by three people, three baskets, three magals, three sickles. It was done by three people, three magalos. Okay, so we see this machlokas double down. So says the Gemara. Bishal Rabbanu can make sense with Rabbanu because of Yisarim Mufcha B'shalus Sionasi. They hold that in Yisarim a choice comes. You want the choice flour is going to come from three saw. Three saw of barley is going to be enough to come of a good Yisarim of, you know, chashuva stuff. V'losh Tov V'cholosh Tov Shabbos. It doesn't make a difference whether this is the Omer is brought on week there and Shabbos out of the case. Only three saw is necessary to come for an Yisarim of the Omer. El Rishmo, like how Sover. Why does he make a distinction between Shabbos and the days of the week? Ika Sover Yisarim Mufcha Loasi El Mechomer is still the good with five that feel with Shabbos Nami. Yimishal Shosif with three is good enough to feel with Chol Nami. Amarava Kasover Yishmal Yisarim Mufcha below Tircha Asim Mechomer. Without Tircha comes from five. But Tircha Asim Mechomer but Tircha comes from three. So therefore, Bechol makes him the Chomer. On weekday, we're going to do from five. Tachi Shficha Misla. Because it comes out better. Superior stuff. But Shabbos Mitov Mutav Shiyarbe Vamalacha Achas Verakada. But on Shabbos, it's enough to three sa because it's preferable that one does more of only one melacha, that's like rikud, I can't think of the word. Merakid, that's like when they're sieving through the things to make it fine. Valiyab melachas harba, not doing many melachas, right? That of the reaping and the winnowing and whatever, it's better to do one more than to do more, even if it's more or less, but you're doing more melachas. Amar Rabbi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yishmael, Ben Lashor, Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Brokah, Amar Devarecha, said one thing, the time of Tana Brisa, Arba, Asa, Shechol, Yisra, Shabbos. When the 14th Nisan falls on Shabbos, Mavshit es HaPesach Adachazeh, you would flay the Pesach up to the breast. That's how far it's necessary to remove the parts that are burnt on the Mizbeach. Going more than you're bringing Shabbos is unnecessary. Here, Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Lashor, Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Brokah. Chamarum at Shavshit es Kulo. Nope, you got to flay off the whole thing. Milo Amar, Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Lashor, Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Brokah, Hossam. Is it not him who says that Kol Hechta Efshel Lutachinim, wherever it's possible to avoid extra stuff, that we don't go ahead and do more work? Hachanami Kibbut Efshel Lutachinim. So to hear, Rabbi Shmuel would say that since it's possible to bring the Omer from only three saw, we should not do the extra labor that bring it out to five saw. Says Gemara, no, me my, how can you compare the two? Dilma ad kan lo kam Rabbi Shmuel hacha. Maybe over here, Rabbi Shmuel only said that there's a limit of three sa. Ela deleka b'zayin kachim. Except for the reason that there is that even if this limit is put, there's no b'zayin kachim. Aval hasan ik b'zayin kachim. There, it's b'zayin kachim to leave it, you know, flayed only a little bit. Then we don't want to do such a thing. If you leave it like that, then it's going to end up being gonna look that nice, so we don't want that. Beep, turn the page. Samach Dalet Omer Aleph. Emalach Karabonis Vilev. We can say we agree that the Rabbanon is allowed to do it flayed entirely. Inami, or you can say Adkan Lokam Rabbi Shmuel Ben Osher Yochanan Broka Hasan. That flaying the Pesach beyond the breast is Aser El Dis Avid Leit Tzarech Gavoah, because you're doing for the Gavoah. V'lo Tzarech Achul Shabbos. You don't have to go up in Michal Shabbos and doing more. V'lachad the lowest avid lay tzarech gavoah, but here, by the amount of grain that has to be cut for the Omer, where the need of gavoah is not done if you only do three saw, tzarech lachul Shabbos, then it's necessary to be Michal Shabbos, or to do what Hashem wants, emir karbonis v'lay. As he's going to do the rabbanon, allow the reaping of as much grain at Shabbos as for during the week. Well, that was unsuccessful to parallel, so we're going to try again to find the Tana is going to agree with Rabbi Shmuel. It's not going to work. We're going to try another one. It's not going to work. But for that, my friends, we're going to leave it until next time. We're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.